deep in the bowels of the Tyneside Cinema, actually it's to the right a bit, it's probably more of an armpit, is a room called Headspace. So it might be up near the shoulder. But there's a room with sofas and a fridge crammed with beer, and there is enough sugary drinks to build at least one Leaning Tower of Pisa on the table, and snacks and crisps and, oh, fruit, what's that doing in here? Curly Whirlies in my pocket, and two gentlemen sat on a couch who have a whole blackboard to themselves, drawings, schematics. What are you guys making? Who are you first and where are you from?
My name's James, I'm from Newcastle, I'm a web freelancer.
Jeremiah Alexander, games designer.
Twitter names?
JTR UK.
Jeremiah Alex.
And what is this?
We're building an online game to tell the story of a 12-year-old girl to give an insight into child poverty.
Why a game?
I suppose it's really easy to take the data and do visualizations, but we wanted to try and do something different. We wanted to see, could we tell a story and could we make a relationship between you and the data. So we thought a game would be a great way to do that.
Do you think people get more involved in the data when it's more than a picture?
Sure. Well, I mean, pictures can explain data, but what we're trying to do is form an emotional connection. That's possible through a visualization, but I think this is the best way in.
So this hack is how many hours long?
It's 24.
And how will you break that down into actually creating something like a game?
So the first part of the hack so far, we've spent writing stuff on the board and eating loads of junk food and drinking loads of coffee. And so what we're probably going to do is what happens usually in most of these things, leave it really close to the end and then just panic and develop it really quickly.
Have you got a name for this?
Hope.
Fantastic. I will look out for it. #CultureCode. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.